The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
So, you know, I spent some time this morning walking around Ann Arbor Radio. I checked the sales floor. I made it by WLBY, looked in the window. Looked in the QKL, looked in that window. Kind of skipped around because I didn't want to miss the cement. Then I made it over to W4 Country, looked in their window, nothing. Looked in the back, looked in the different offices, looked in where Sue hangs out, looked where Bonnie hangs out. These are people in the office. Bear with me, folks. We even went by Michigan Matt's office. I didn't see anything. I'm looking around for something that says Lafayette or American. I don't see it in here. Then I'll check the cafeteria because the cafeteria is where you would find food, right? Didn't see it in there either. What's going on? Miz.
I'm a fraud.
The M-I-Z. What's going on, man? All this talk last week, all this needling of me unnecessarily before you even said hi, no pleasantries, Miz.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you said to me is, yeah, look at Sam and that nasty cuisine he eats up in Flint. So what did I say? I said, I can get some Flint cuisine down here. You get the Detroit cuisine. What happened? What happened, Miz?
I'm a failure. I failed you, Sam.
How is this? How could this be?
I failed.
I thought this was a battle that folks that represent Detroit were looking to have.
I don't have the pull that Sam Webb has. I don't have Sam Webb pull. That's the best way to say it. I don't have Sam Webb pull.
We had to divert. We had to divert a sizable chunk of the budget to retaining Miz. So it's going to take us a while to get some more Miz subordinates. We got to get you a staff, Miz.
I will say this, that the people that have reached out to me on social media, on the old Twitter, Lexi, Alex, they sent me messages and whatnot. I can't say viable excuses, but all I can say is I appreciate the efforts that y'all gave. I can guarantee though, travel down 94 from the Motor City here to Ann Arbor, it is a pain in the you know what.
Here's what I say. You know, I get it. No big deal. Mm-hmm. We'll consider this a victory by default.
We'll give that.
Your side defaulted. Yeah. So you know we won, and we'll just leave it. Just don't bring it up again.
That's right. I was fine.
Next time you bring it up. Mm-hmm. You got to come ready to fight.
Okay.
Got to come ready to fight. Simple as that, Miz. But
I will.
Today is day one of the media days down in Chicago, Big Ten Media Days. Going to be, going to have some feedback. It won't come during the show, so we'll bring you a ton of coverage from the media days down in Chicago on tomorrow's show. Because it doesn't get kicked off today until, what, 11:30?
Yeah, so about 12:30 our time. Then Jim actually won't go into the presser until about 2:30 our time.
Yeah, so, you know, look, we always do this around, you know, Big Ten Media Day time. I mean, it's a rehash of sorts. But now that the season is even more in focus and, you know, we're only 40 days away, which we'll get to with the countdown coming up. But You look around the Big Ten landscape and you hear the buzz coming out of other programs, who the breakout players are going to be, who the all Big Ten candidates are. It gives you a greater perspective on some of the developments from some of these other teams over the course of their spring balls. But we're going to focus on us today, and then tomorrow we'll get into your opinions on some of the opponents. But as you head into this season, it's going to be a big question, big storylines outside of the quarterback. And so we'll remove Shea Patterson and we'll remove Michael Dwumper from consideration from the question of the day, because we would get a lot of Dwumper calls, right? A lot of Shea Patterson calls. When I ask you who your Big Ten, who your Michigan breakout player will be,
it's usually one of the two.
Right. So we're going to make this a little more difficult this morning. Your breakout player for the Michigan Wolverines this season, not named Shea Patterson, not named Michael Dwumper. And obviously, when you talk about breakout, you can't say Rashawn Gary because Rashawn Gary is already broken out, right? Chase Winovich is already broken out.
He was named Freak of the Year. He was Freak of the Year, if I'm not mistaken.
So you got to dig deep, and you got to tell me why. You can't just call up and say Miz and hang up, or tweet Miz. You got to tell me why. Why you think Miz is going to be the breakout player for the Michigan Wolverines? Now you get my point.
I got your point.
We know Miz isn't on the team, but you get my point. You get my drift. And then obviously we'll branch out and start to look across the Big Ten landscape tomorrow. But exciting always, optimism abound always at Big Ten Media Days. Everyone thinks they're going to, with the exception maybe Rutgers, Illinois.
Or Nebraska. We can still put them in there.
Come on, they're going to have optimism this year because of Scott Frost.
Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, that's about other optimism
Some of these programs walk in there and they're realistic. But by and large, half of the teams talk about how they have a shot to win the Big Ten title. Now, it's, you know, as far as the East is concerned, that might be legit. That's legit on the East side. When you look at, obviously, Ohio State is favored to win the Big Ten. Again, this year, make it back to the Big Ten championship game. Penn State, without Saquon Barkley, who just signed did you see his deal?
I caught a little bit guaranteed. Of it. Yeah, the dude's getting paid.
Well, his contract is fully guaranteed, though. I think it's like 4 years, $31 million, or maybe $32 million, fully guaranteed.
Dude's getting
paid. And he gets like he gets $15 million today and another $5 million in like October. And then the remainder of the contract is obviously paid out over the course of the 4 years, something like that. I'm giving you a loose, you know, based off the top of the dome, top of the head recollection of what his deal was. But outstanding deal with the Giants for Saquon Barkley. But without him, the Penn State Nittany Lions will be, but still expected to have a really good team. Michigan State, you know, a lot of pundits expecting Michigan State to not falter after last year. You know, you got some experience in that secondary now. That defense stepped up last year. Now you got some experience under Lewerke's belt at quarterback as well. So some praise and positive projections there. Of course, Michigan, as we know, a lot of respect for the defense, question marks on offense, but you can't help but look at that difficult schedule, that difficult road schedule especially, and that's affecting some of the calls for the Maize and Blue. But looking for your breakout player this morning. Right now, though, I want to tell you where you Michigan fans, we sit inside the MDN studios every day. Well, look, are you looking to make some Michigan fans in your life feel really, really good here around the start of the season? Well, for all of your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit the MDN home of ProudBox. ProudBox is the official monthly subscription box of the Michigan Wolverines. Each delivery brings great clothing, gifts, and treats for Wolverine fans and students alike. It's the ideal pick-me-up for students away from home or the ultimate spirit booster for football fanatics of any age. ProudBox Fan Box subscribers can win VIP access and more, including on-field game day experiences, Jack Ross Stadium Club tickets, tailgate experience of former Michigan quarterback John Wangler, a $500 MDN shopping spree, and even a radio booth experience with Dan Dierdorf and Jim Brandstatter. To subscribe for prize details and official rules, fans can visit MDN.com, the MDN and the Victors Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket. Before the top of the hour, I'll give you my breakout player, not named Shea Patterson or Michael Dwumfer, but before we can get to that, we have got to get to the countdown to the start of the Michigan football season. As you know, Ira Weintraub away on vacation. Before he left, he managed to, file a report for each day in the countdown. He'll be back Wednesday?
You'll be back on Wednesday.
There you go. He'll be back Wednesday, so Miz with us a couple of more days. But Ira made his contribution to the show with these reports. Today is number 40 in the countdown to the start of the Michigan football season.
It is now time for the countdown of the 2018 Michigan football season, and we are One more day closer. Actually, since the last time we did the countdown, we're 3 days closer to the start of the 2018 Michigan football season. We are down to a little over a month, 40 days, until Michigan versus Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, on September 1st, 2018, at Notre Dame Stadium. There are no 40s on the roster as of right now, but there is one former number 40 to discuss here briefly. We'll try to keep this as brief as possible because you'll recognize the last name. And we're not very proud of this last name, I don't think, here in Ann Arbor. We are 40 Michael Boren days away until the start of the 2018 Michigan football season. Michael Boren was born May 14th, 1970, a linebacker for the Wolverines out of Columbus, Ohio, Eastmore High School. A linebacker, 6'3", between 215 and 230 pounds, was on campus as a varsity Wolverine 1980 to 1983. He had quite a unique relationship with Bo, as captured in a 1981 Sports Illustrated article. When they reported on an exchange between Boren and Bo, Boren walked into Bo's office, but before Boren could open his mouth, Bo spoke. "Look at your hair. I was born with it like this. Now you got it all pushed up. You weren't born with it like that. It wasn't even like that when I met you. Get a haircut." "Bo, it's only a half inch long." "Get a haircut. How much do you weigh?" "Oh, 218, but I've been sick." "You were 218 and sick last time you were in here." "Boren, I'm a sick person." "Bo, get unsick." Of course, in 2005, when Michigan offered a scholarship to his son Justin, Schembechler thought there was nothing to discuss. Bo just said, "He's your son. You tell him where he's going to go." Boren responded, "But I told Bo I'm not going to tell him where to go. He has to make this decision for himself." I guess we should have just let him go to Ohio State to begin with. On November 16, 2006, Mike was in Ohio with Justin and in attendance for Bo's final address to the team before the Ohio State game. According to Mike Boren, the speech had a sense of urgency. He, quote, "He pretty much delivered it, and the guys were going nuts. It's a scary thing, and I hate to say it, but I think Bo knew something was wrong," end quote. Of course, in the spring 2007, Justin Boren quit on his Michigan team and teammates and transferred to Ohio State. And we know the history of the Benedict Boren family, brothers playing down there, sister playing softball at Ohio State. They are not a Michigan, but a Buckeye family. But we are 40 Michael Boren days away until the start of the 2018 Michigan football season.
Yeah, so, and thanks a lot for that, Ira. There were a couple of guys over the weekend. I mean, we spent some time covering when we left number 43, 42 and 41 while we were gone. So I'll just do a couple of shout outs for a couple of guys I watched, number 42 and 41, since that represents the weekend. Number 42, how can we forget? Maybe, arguably, the fastest running back in pads to wear a Michigan uniform. I say in pads because there have been some track stars that have documented track times. I don't know if Tony Bowles does, but I know watching late 80s Michigan football, a game that really sticks out to me was, taking on the Fighting Illini and Jeff George. And you saw Tony Bowles break to the outside, and I think about 80 yards later, barely caught him at like the 1 yard line. But that was rare. That was an anomaly. For if you talk to guys that played the position, you know, stand there with guys who played the position here at Michigan and are asked to, "Hey, you know, tell me who you think is the best." You know, you get different names here and there, but the guy who gets the most votes, at least in my straw poll, Tony Bowles. They say this guy, he was able to stay healthy. Remember, he got hurt. If he's able to stay healthy, he might have been the best guy to come out at the tailback position from the University of Michigan. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. But make no mistake, when you talk about speed at the position, at a time, man, where that was back at the time where you had a running back stable. And even then, you talk about a guy really, really standing out. I mean, you had Leroy Hort, who went on to have obviously a great Michigan career, but even a productive pro career. And so you had other guys, John Vaughn, you had other guys at the position that could really play. And yet you look at him, you look at Tony Bowles, number 42, as a guy that even the backs say might have been the best to the best talent to wear the uniform and play that position at the University of Michigan. All right, and so then number 41, a guy who was here around the time I was, part of those stifling Michigan defenses of the late 90s, including 97. We got Tommy Hendricks, a physical, imposing safety that, you know, made his mark in the NFL as a linebacker. I guess there was some talk, some question of maybe him playing that position here. Never was with that. Stayed at the safety position. It was really, really productive. One of the things that I'll remember was Michigan playing Ron Dayne and Wisconsin, and him being a guy who was outweighed by, 60 pounds, and not being afraid to put his face mask right into him. Now, it didn't always work out in his favor. We talk about busting up against Ron Dayne, but that was the mentality that he brought to the fold, and certainly one that he displayed in the pros with the Dolphins. And I think he wound up finishing playing with the Jaguars. If I'm not mistaken, he is, he's like a producer, and just following from Facebook, I think he produces music down in his native Texas. That was back in the days where Michigan was pulling guys regularly from the state of Texas, Tommy Hendricks being one of them in the late 90s. And he was number 41, which is obviously one of the numbers over the weekend, which brings us to number 40 today. No 40s on the roster, 40 days to the start of the Michigan football season. That will do it for the countdown to the start of the Michigan football season. And tomorrow will be the last of the recorded countdowns, so be sure to tune in for that. I also want to give a shout out this morning, getting away from football on the gridiron and do football on what they call the pitch. That's what they call the soccer field, right? The pitch?
Yep.
Thanks a lot for that, Miz. And so our AFC Ann Arbor Mighty Oak, they fell out in the regionals on Saturday. And it was a tough way. You know, it's always tough to lose, but they had battled back to tie the score. And then, I think it was a penalty kick, wasn't it, that they lost on?
Yeah, they lost in penalty kicks 4-3. So they, what ended up happening, I think, like the trying to figure out how it went down. One of them was saved on the side of Duluth as far as one of the attempts by Ann Arbor was stopped. Mm-hmm. And then I think based on going into the fifth round or something, there was no way that Ann Arbor could come back. So Duluth FC moved on. Ann Arbor stays home.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a tough one. A heartbreaker, obviously. This was the regional championship was where they fell last year, and fell just short again. And the thing, the irony how they lost this, they allowed three goals. This was a team that allowed four goals all season, man. Four goals all season, and of course in this game you've it's playoff atmosphere. It's really, really good team, and that showed as Duluth FC, as you said, went on to win in penalty kicks. And it was a really, really good season, another really good season for AFC Ann Arbor. Continue to do us proud, but fell just short on Saturday. That was after advancing to the regional final with a 1-0 victory, which is what you're accustomed to. You're accustomed to seeing those goose eggs with this team. I mean, they shut out. I have to go back and look at the roster to see how many times they shut out the opponents, but they had more shutout games than games where teams scored. How about that?
They were one of the best defensive teams, not just in the division or whatever in the conference, but like in the entire league, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. So 10-2-2 on the season, and we're going to talk about them this morning. Matt Altruda will be in studio a bit, and we will we'll talk about AFC Ann Arbor and reflect upon the season and.
Also previewing a little bit of what's happening this Saturday over the Big House.
Yes, we sure will. Yes, we sure will. Are you going, by the way?
No, I as of right now, no. But, tickets are still available.
Are you a soccer fan?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I guess you would call me one of the bandwagon ones. I was excited when the World Cup came around because it gave me a little distraction away from the Tigers. It is a once in a lifetime essentially situation where you get two of the biggest soccer teams in the world to come to the biggest stadium in North America. So, I mean, this is one of those things that, you know, I might just get online. I might go ahead and get some because the tickets are still available, Sam.
Well, what he's talking about, in case you missed it, International Champions Cup, you know, a match between Manchester United and Liverpool FC take place this Saturday at Michigan Stadium. I didn't know tickets were still available, but tickets are still available if you're interested in catching, you know, some big-time soccer action. And one of the stories that came out over the weekend said, you know, talked about how the English Premier League scoring leader, you know, will be in the house. Mohamed Salah will be in the house. So looking for some big-time soccer action, your opportunity to take some in, you know, a major spectacle at the Big House this Saturday. Tickets still available. And we'll, as you said, we'll be talking about talking to Matt Altruda about that in about an hour. But when we come back on the other side, we will get back into the football discussion. Your breakout player for the Michigan Wolverines this season, not named Shea Patterson or Michael Dwumfer. All right? So make it a little more challenging, a little more difficult. And why? Give you my guy when we come back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the Ticket.